State lawmakers approve an investigation into a state agency. Cherokee Nation leaders are considering a plan to improve a housing shortage. And the state says today is a good day to be outdoors. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, September 17th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A state committee has granted law enforcement leeway to investigate the Department of Human Services. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan reports the move comes after a man testified on how DHS handled his child's abuse case.
Stillwater parent Daryl Doherty testified before a legislative committee on Monday that DHS investigators covered up his son's abuse while he was in state custody. DHS staff said Doherty complained too much and refused to investigate his allegations. Doherty claims officials were evasive until former DHS Director Deborah Shropshire resigned at the end of August.
Because the investigation was going to be into the administration and legal staff of DHS, I believe she did not allow that investigation to move forward before she resigned.
State law says the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation can look into such a matter if the chair of an investigative committee approves. Criminal Justice and Corrections Committee Chairman Justin Humphrey did just that.
I can't sit by and do absolutely nothing. If this gets me in trouble, then I'll be proud to get in trouble, for it's a good cause to get in trouble on.
Humphrey said he isn't trying to go after DHS, but rather trying to ensure accountability from the state agency. In Oklahoma City, I'm Max Bryan.
In response to Doherty's claims and Humphrey's decision, a spokesperson for DHS said each of her agency's investigations is unique and that child welfare investigations are confidential. An investigation by the Frontier found Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond's office spent more than $600,000 in legal costs since November in a case challenging the loss of millions in federal family planning funding. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports a state fund created to fight federal overreach covered the cost.
Oklahoma's challenges made it to the U.S. Supreme Court, which denied its request to stop the Biden administration from blocking federal family planning money earlier this month. The funds were lost last year when the state refused to meet one of the grant's requirements to provide counseling to pregnant people on all options, including abortion if a patient requests it. According to the nonprofit news outlet, contracts with Tulsa law firm Titus Hillis Reynolds Love and national firm Spencer Fain cost the Attorney General's office $200,000 after the lawsuit was filed in federal court. Attorneys have received up to $540 an hour since then. The Attorney General's office told The Frontier it plans to file another action at the U.S. Supreme Court. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The Cherokee Nation is proposing a permanent housing law that would alleviate a shortage of places to live on the reservation over the long term. We get details from Katie Hallam with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
Dedicating $40 million every 3 years toward housing needs, the proposed law would be a reauthorization of the Cherokee Nation's Housing, Jobs, and Sustainable Communities Act. The original act, passed in 2019, brought funds for housing rehabilitation and the construction of new homes. In 2022, the law was revised to boost funds to $120 million. The act expires next year in September. If the proposal to extend it passes, it will allocate funding and planning between housing and community development needs. Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says the law is intended to alleviate the growing housing crisis.
Anything we can do to alleviate a single person, a single individual's housing problem is going to help with that overall deficit.
The legislation goes before a tribal council committee later this month. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
The Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality issued its second ever statewide Awesome Air Alert today. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler reports on why the agency introduced these good news alerts.
The DEQ's meteorologists keep tabs on temperature, wind, ozone, and other factors to determine air quality across the state. On days when the air hits a certain pollution threshold, the agency issues a county-by-county air quality health advisory. Those let people who could be affected, like elderly Oklahomans or people with asthma, know to stay inside if they can. But Aaron Hatfield with the DEQ says there are plenty of good air days, too.
And so we thought it was really important to balance that out and let people know, hey, yes, while we have issued air quality health advisories, we're also going to tell you when it's a great day to get outside.
The first ever statewide awesome air alert came in June before Oklahoma headed into a months-long stretch of lower air quality days. But the DEQ finally issued its second awesome air alert on September 17th and hopes to issue many more. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.